price of oil is a figure many Americans closely follow. Now imagine a time when the price dipped so low, the top producer cut drilling to help spike the price. It all happened inside our nation's borders, and it's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
There's still time to sign up for our American Countryside Adventure to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll fly to Fairbanks, where we'll pan for gold, see the Alaska Pipeline, and ride the Riverboat Discovery. Then we'll head to Denali National Park and stay at the Princess Lodge. We'll also take in the Alaska State Fair and see the largest vegetables on Earth. Plus, we'll cruise the Kenai Fords and ride on the Alaska Railroad. Get your brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. 2266, or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In December of 1929, an oil gusher was hit on the grounds of the Oklahoma State Capitol.
The oil field, the Oklahoma City oil field, was the largest oil field ever discovered in the state of Oklahoma. And because of that, there were plenty of jobs and there was plenty of money. And we were insulated as much as you could be insulated from the worst effects of the Depression.
Michael Dean says because the oil field was on state property, the added revenue helped maintain services through the Depression as well.
Oklahoma as a state was producing 110% of the total capacity of usage of oil in the United States of America. What that caused was the price of oil fell from about $1.25 a barrel to 25 cents a barrel.
But the state's constitution stated that if the price of oil fell below the cost of production, the governor was to close the state's oil fields.
In 1933, the governor of Oklahoma, Alfalfa Bill Murray, in fact, closed all of the oil fields in the state of Oklahoma for 90 days. And that caused the price of oil, crude, to go from 25 cents a barrel back up to about $1.25 a barrel where it had been before the glut of oil came on the market.
It's been nearly a century, but oil is still being produced here in view of the Capitol building.
There are still some producing wells on the Capitol grounds. They're now called stripper wells because they don't produce very much, but there's some that are still producing. The others have been capped. And closed off. The building where the Oklahoma Historical Society is had 12 wells on it. Before construction of that building began, we had to go in and make sure that those wells were properly capped and wouldn't leak or seep oil.
The story is just part of the exhibits at the Oklahoma History Center. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McRae.